Today on the Kama Moag Report, I'm talking hay. Hay. Well, the actual title of this is Cheap Hay Isn't Cheap. Squatty, squishy bales are making their way out of the ditch into the cow pasture as post-drought supplies dwindle and winter lingers. Bad bales are costly in many ways, says Daryl Peel, Oklahoma State University Extension Agribusiness Livestock Specialist. Peel spoke at the 39th Annual Southwest Missouri Forage Conference, sponsored by University of Missouri Extension and others. Poor quality hay robs cow herds of nutrients and robs producers of profits. So does poor storage and poor management. That's troubling for Missouri, which ranks second in the nation for hay production and third in beef production. The highest concentration of both is in southwestern counties hit hard by drought in 2022. Missouri began December with 18% less hay stock than in 2021, according to the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service. Nationally, 2022 hay stocks dropped to the lowest numbers since the 1950s. Past drought had large regional differences. 2022 took its toll on the entire country's hay-producing areas. Also, burned-up pastures forced producers to begin feeding hay earlier than normal, compounding shortages. There have been other changes as well. Hay feeding evolved from small square bales to big round bales. The convenience and time saved by feeding large bales often results in higher rates of loss in both storage and feeding. Producers often unroll a full bale or drop a full bale into a hay ring before the herd has cleaned up the last feeding, says MU Extension Livestock Specialist Andy McCorkle. To reduce losses, take a more targeted approach to when and how much is fed, McCorkle says. With improved feeding management, cattle don't have as much opportunity to trample and soil hay. Feed in well-drained areas and feed outside stored hay before hay stored inside. Short supplies pushed many producers to turn to whatever hay they could find to get through this winter, but cheap feed isn't cheap in the long run, says McCorkle. Not all round bales are equal. Varying sizes, densities, and most importantly, quality affect hay's true value. When buying, know how and for how long the hay was stored. Take a look at the hay. Get it tested before signing on the dotted line, says McCorkle. As much as 50% of poorly stored bales are lost. When buying, don't be tempted by bales that have just a little black on the outside, Peel says. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. You know those big round hay bales that you see in fields? The government is trying to outlaw them. Apparently, cows aren't getting a square meal. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.